Hello and welcome to I Talk to Ghosts, the podcast that will bring you flowers and ghost stories. I'm your haunted host, Jennifer, a spirit medium and a collector of ghost stories. Tonight, very fitting for springtime, we will be exploring spooky stories that involve the theme of flowers in some way. Spooky and delightful. And then join me for a new in-studio medium reading for my podcast guest. And then, of course, we'll spend a spirited amount of time at my seance table to see which departed loved one would like to reach out to someone listening to this episode. But first, spooky is always in bloom. The ghostly flowers are being delivered right now. Last winter, my wife passed away after a brief stay in the hospital, and the medical staff insisted that I spend the night in the hospital due to my own medical issues. I awoke in the middle of the night to the scent of flowers. I called a nurse to my room, and she indeed smelled flowers as well. There was nothing in the room that would have created such a fragrance. It reminded me of my wife's garden at home. The second time a mysterious occurrence happened was at her funeral service. It was freezing that day, and I arrived at the funeral home early to bring some mementos for the service. I, however, lost my car keys. By the time I discovered this, the facility was locked and no one was around. As I was starting to panic, I heard my wife say, "Be calm. It's all right." I looked around and I spotted a perfect rose blooming in the garden area in front of my car. I couldn't believe that a rose had bloomed in such freezing, wintry conditions. Roses were her favorite flower. As I approached to give the rose a closer look, I found my car keys on the ground. I immediately exhaled in relief, and I told my wife, "Thank you," and that I missed her so very much. My grandmother passed away last year. I thought the world of her, and she really was such a kind-hearted woman. It was her birthday a few days before she passed, and I had sent her some flowers, as I usually did, for her birthday. My grandmother passed away at the hospital. I went up to Scotland for her funeral and stayed in her flat with my mom. There was only one bedroom, so we slept in her room. During my first night there, I was awoken by a very strong floral scent. I investigated everywhere, taking in deep breaths to see if I could find where the flower smell was coming from. But I couldn't find anything that was the source of that scent. I woke up my mom, and she said she could smell it too. Eventually, I went back to bed. As I lied there, a cold sensation that turned warm traveled up my right arm, over my chest, and then disappeared. The experience lasted for 5 or 10 minutes. I wasn't scared. I just lied there, feeling comforted, and then fell asleep. The smell came back again, waking me up just as strong as before. I searched everything. There was nothing in my grandmother's bedroom that could have given out that smell. I saw it as my grandmother was comforting me, and I hoped that that was it. In the morning, I spoke about my experience again with my mom, and my aunt when she arrived for a visit. My aunt then produced a bottle of my grandmother's perfume that she had taken to the Chapel of Rest the day before, and she told me she had sprayed it on my grandmother while viewing her body. I had never seen this bottle of perfume before. I sprayed the perfume, and it was the same floral smell that kept waking me up. My family took great comfort in this. It was almost as if my grandmother was saying thank you, and that she was at rest now. I found the whole experience very comforting. It helped me in my grief. It was like she wanted to say goodbye and wanted me to know she was there for me. I had never really believed in anything like that before. My wife passed away after a lengthy hospital stay in 2016. I arrived home that night alone, and I remember standing in my darkened living room, trying to figure out exactly what I should do with myself. As I stood there, I noticed a very strong scent of flowers, like you smell when at a funeral parlor. I don't exactly know why, but death smelled like flowers to me. The next day, several family members and friends came to visit with me. I smelled the flowers again. I asked a few times if anyone else smelled anything, and they said no. After they left, I opened the windows to try to chase away the aroma. As I sat there on the couch by myself in silence, a heavy book suddenly just fell over on the bookshelf. It was one of my wife's books, one that I know in particular that she enjoyed. I acknowledged this mentally, and I also remember I took a moment to tell her I loved her and goodbye. The next day, I talked myself into getting out of the house and running a few small errands. I could still smell the flower scent very strongly on my clothes, even though I was wearing something different than the day before. By the time I had gotten back home, the smell of flowers was gone from the house and my clothing. I have not had any other strange happenings, so I believe my wife crossed over and is at peace wherever she is. But to this day, I don't like the strong smell of flowers. Hello, my dear spooky friend. Do you have a paranormal experience you would like to share? Submit your ghost stories to be read on this podcast. I love sharing true ghost stories, and yours could be among them. Email me your story at speaknow@italktoghosts.com. Let's be spooky together. Hello, and welcome back to I Talk to Ghosts. My guest this evening is Christina. Christina, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. I know I thanked you profusely already, but I sincerely mean it. Now, you had contacted me because of a message from the spirits that kind of was lining up for you. And so we're meeting here today to see if there's any more information that is coming through. And the funny thing is, I was like, you know what? I could go back and review it, but why not sit here first, open the space, and see what comes through and start from there. And the first thing coming through for me is a woman and this feeling of laughter and generosity with her.
joking and laughing. She just has a really nice, warm, friendly personality. And that is coming through. And I asked her what was one of the things she wanted to say to you, like just right off the bat. And she wanted you to know that she's okay. This feels as if you've put that inquiry out there, like, are you okay? Is everything all right? And she wants to reassure you that she is okay. And she's like, just as bright as ever, you know, it is how she's conveying it to me. She's showing me her personality. She had a lot of variety in her interests. I don't think she wanted to ever box herself in to being just one thing. She had multiple interests and was multiple things to multiple people, and just had a passion for and a curiosity for life in general. And just, I want to touch on this a little bit. I want to touch on that a little bit. And I feel like if she could have traveled more, she would have, because it's just like, oh, to be able to go there and see that and do these things. I'm also getting the sense that she had a persuasiveness about her. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if there could have been a joke like, wow, you could have been a lawyer, that sort of thing. So let me stop right there. Can you connect this as being your friend?
Yeah, it does.
Does the persuasiveness part line up?
Oh yeah, she could talk me into just about anything, and it wasn't always the greatest plans, you know?
Yes. There's this part of she knew how to navigate and persuade to get what she wanted in life. And there's this bubbly side to her personality. But let me ask you this. She's also bringing up some drama and some argumentative things. It is, in fact, she brought that up a couple times, like, make sure you bring this up, make sure you bring this up. Can you talk about that a little bit? Just teeny bit?
We were inseparable as teenagers. We were like, if we ever went anywhere and we weren't together, everybody was always like, you know, where's the other person?
Yeah.
But then as we got older and our paths kind of separated, we had a huge falling out.
Okay. That's why she was bringing it up. She's saying she was an emotional person, right?
Yeah.
And when the emotions stir up, things can be said that probably shouldn't be said, just hurtful things. Does that make sense? And I think she wants to bring that up to acknowledge and apologize for that. It was really, really hurtful, like bruising, hurtful. And that's the sort of thing that lingers and that's really hard. She's acknowledging that it would have really benefited her to know herself better, what it was that triggered that emotional inferno in her, you know. She really wishes that she had had the time to figure all that out and not be so disruptive with that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, when we would argue, she would... things that I'd told her in confidence, you know, not the
weaponize
proudest
it.
Moments of my life, she would throw those back in my face, and it hurt a lot.
Yeah. And then she would leave and not talk to you.
Yeah.
It was hard to resolve that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because then it's like you're left with this, and I'm not feeling apologies here. I'm feeling empty space, like just this hole.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't apologize for those things.
Yeah. Yeah. She just left, and then you're left to fix it yourself. And I think, oh gosh, she is so sorry that you were left with all of that. And She just wants to give you a big hug and say that she's sorry. It was really hurtful, but if you can understand the hurt she had in herself.
Yeah. She had a rough life growing up. And I know that that affected her a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope that that can soften it for you a little bit, that you can understand where it all came from, and that there's a lot of apologies here. She is regretful that you weren't able to have the time to work through all of that, because your friendship meant the world to her, and it did. Your presence in her life, she's saying, it brought out who she was meant to be, and it wasn't fair to put that on you, you know, to hurt you in that way. It's like you made her better, and then she gave you the worst part of herself. There's a sense of shakiness with her. Can you speak to that a little bit?
The only thing I could think of is she was diabetic and she didn't take the best care of herself. So I could see if her blood sugars were not under control.
Yeah. She's sharing this feeling of like the floor dropping out from under her sometimes. And
I think she had a lot of anxiety mm-hmm. too.
Mm-hmm. Was she a little bit older than you? Just a teeny bit?
we always used to joke about it. She was 11 days older than me.
Yeah, like you're the little sister, because yeah. she's older.
Yeah.
11 days. That explains the little bit part. Oh, that's sweet. Sometimes I get random visuals. I saw a Ferris wheel. Did you two ever go to a carnival or something like that together?
We went to Kings Island together.
Okay. Yeah, I think she's just sharing that snippet of a memory together.
Oh, we used to go to the fair together too, like the county fair. When we were teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I'm seeing like blue and green and red lights and stuff. And in fact, I'm kind of seeing her when she was older. Did she go to like clubs and stuff? I'm seeing like a lot of like blue light, like low lighting.
I think that was a time when the two of us were not really talking much. She did a lot of partying, and I think they would go out a lot.
Of all things, another physical feeling she's sharing with me is, oh my gosh, I'm hungover. So that tracks, that lines up.
She was the worst drunk. She could not drink. She always got sick.
Yeah, yeah. It's this feeling of, oh, what did I do? Why did I do it? That's coming through. And it's, and like when things like that are shared with me, like I physically feel it and I'm like, okay, noted. You can take that back now. Let me see. Another aspect of her personality, I feel like if all was good and clear, she would have been a good teacher. You know, teacher vibes. She just has that aura about her with kids. She had kids.
Yeah, she did.
I'm seeing two kids.
Yeah.
Okay. And she loved showing them the world. Like, hey, look at this. Hey, look at this. This is new to you, but I love this, you know, about the world. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that aspect of her personality, and she had a good brain. It just got her in trouble sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
And so like in a clear and perfect world, she could have used that and pulled in so many things and taught people, because she was good. She was good at sharing, and she had a giving heart. It's like, she really wanted to get this apology out to you and acknowledge it and hope, with the hope that it would help heal. But now I want to be her advocate a little bit and like, okay, she was willing to come forth and paint that horrible picture of herself, but it's like, oh, lovely girl, there's more to you than that.
Yeah.
And she had a very curious mind, and she was smart and was very generous as well. And do you know her children?
Yes.
Okay. She's talking about her son. Is he like a wild horse? Does that make sense? oh my gosh, get out of his way. But like that sort of energy, it needs, if it can be directed well. I think there's a little bit of advice coming in. Like if you have any influence in their life or know people or are connected to people who do, it's like point him in the right direction. You know, does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah. Her and her youngest was, and they're both, I haven't seen the oldest one in forever, but we kind of started to reconnect before she passed, and I got to meet her youngest son, and he had a lot of energy.
Okay. Let me see what else she has to say. She wants to say how generous you were with her and that you just brought so much into her life. You made her feel rich, you know, like she had, I don't think she expressed this enough. She felt like she had all kinds of possibilities through her friendship with you, like that you brought in that shift in perspective for her. Because without you, it would have just been doom, doom, doom. I can't do this. I can't do that. Negativity, negativity. And your friendship was able to shift that for her. And that it mattered. Your friendship mattered so much. Do you plan to or aspire to move someday? Expand your horizons a little bit?
I would love to.
Right.
I have a certain set of responsibilities that makes me have to stay pretty stable and grounded. So I can't be as adventurous as I would like to be.
Mm-hmm. She's saying in your own way, give yourself small adventures. You know, make it feel like you can do it. There's, you know, try a new coffee shop, explore language, you know, little things that you can do for yourself to bring in those little hints that the world is more exotic than we think. It's not just about the day-to-day routine.
Yeah.
So if you can, just ask yourself in the morning, what's the one little thing I want to try and do for myself? And even if you don't get to it, that's okay. But at least that thought was there, you know, and trying to set that intention. And I know when we have thoughts and aspirations and we can't do it, we're left with frustration. So after a while, we just shut it down. Mm-hmm. Try not to get frustrated about it and go ahead and dream, because situations change all the time and it might not be possible right now. Dedicate, love your life, pour that love in where it needs to be right now, but also tell yourself, it's the future. I just got to catch up with it. And someday things will open up a little bit more and I'll have a little bit more flexibility and I'll be able to get there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. Don't let it frustrate you. It's like, it's hard to see the world through the window and not be able to go out there and do it. But, you know, in our own little way, in our own time, we'll be able to get there. Okay. And I think she sees that for you and she sees that in you, and promise yourself someday, you know, it'll be there. And how kind of you to devote yourself where you're needed now. You know, that's honorable and that's noble. And I don't think we acknowledge that enough in life. It's like, you know, that's selfless. It's selfless. And you shouldn't be frustrated as a reward. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I do have a couple messages that I wrote down for you. Remember how powerful you are. Okay. Don't let burdens make you forget that. Okay. Get in touch with yourself and your own personal power and who you are as a being, and boost it and let it shine and celebrate everything. Everything, you know, shift that mindset, just celebrate everything good that you have, because those are the things that should have your focus and your perspective. And she wants you to know that you are just so loved. You are so loved. So I hope that that message connects for you.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I feel like she really had to have this avenue to tell you all those things, because her main priority is to help you heal and acknowledge what she couldn't give you in your friendship. But she wants to know, she knows it now and she realizes it, and she just wants to take all that, put it in your heart, and just love you. Before we go tonight, do you have a personal ghost story that you would like to share?
I do have something that happened when I was a teenager.
Listener ghost story.
There was a time when me and a group of my friends, we went to the cemetery one night. It was me, one of my girlfriends, and two guys, and we both split up. My friend went off with her boyfriend and I was with this other guy. And we were actually walking on the outside of the cemetery. There was the woods that butted up to the fence. And as we were walking along the fence, we stopped and we sat on this log because we saw it was these two orbs. There was this orange and this red orb, and we could see them dancing above this gravestone. And at first I thought maybe it was the reflection of light off of some Mylar balloons or something, but it was way too close. You couldn't hear anything. We just saw these two lights, like, and they were like weaving around each other and dancing, and we sat and watched. It seemed like forever. And then as we're sitting there, we could begin to hear like things moving in the leaves and the brush and stuff underneath us in these woods. And of course we got freaked out and ran away. But to this day, I don't have any explanation for what it was, other than like maybe two spirits dancing in the graveyard.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Oh, I love that story. That is just perfect. I do have to ask, did you ever go back to the cemetery and go see those graves?
No.
I don't blame you.
I should have.
Oh, they're probably still there. Yeah, just saying. No.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, thank you. That is a wonderful story. I just love the details completely. Thanks again for everything. This has just been wonderful to talk to you. And again, thank you for trusting me to share this with you. It's personal and important. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So thanks again.
Thank you.
Would you like a free spirit reading with me and record your reading for the podcast? Sign up for your chance to be selected by visiting italktoghosts.com/guest. And as an added bonus, if you don't want to leave your reading up to chance, I'll let you in on a secret. There's a discount offer to book a private session with me, so you can book a date and time for certain. Visit italktoghosts.com/guest for more details. Hello and welcome back to I Talk to Ghosts. I have a message from the spirits this evening, so thank you for joining me. Tonight, as I do my spirit work, since we are discussing the theme of flowers, I thought I would work with dried rose petals and lavender. Rose petals, of course, are known to be associated with the emotion of love, and lavender is very tranquil and calming and great for raising spiritual vibrations as well. Tonight, I have with me... This is a little bit of a complicated one to convey, so bear with me. This feels like someone who was very troubled in life, and I believe he is reaching out to someone who helped counsel him through his rough times. He appreciates the time and emotional energy you gave to him, and he wants to thank you so much for that. He's showing me that he left your interactions and you weren't quite sure where he ended up in life. But he wants you to know that you helped him immensely. Yeah, he's expressing how he had a really hard time in life this time around, and you were just such a bright source of caring for him. And his message tonight is he just wants to keep encouraging you to be who you are, and no matter what happens in life, never ever let that dissuade you or cause you to doubt yourself in any way, because he thinks you're brilliant. And he even sees you going down a bit of a more spiritual path as you go. And he wants to encourage you to continue to be who you are, continue to be and grow, expand, explore. Yeah, really wants to say how thankful that you were in his life during a certain period of time and you really, really helped. I think I'm gonna leave it at that. If this message resonates for you and connects, please reach out because I would love to know. Thank you. Before we part ways into the shadows this evening, I'd like to give a spooky shout out to my Patreon supporters. If you'd like to be included in this monthly thank you, I'll tell you how in a minute. First, a heartfelt thank you to Jake, Claire, Charles and family, Jennifer C., Raven and Jenna, Jennifer A., Renee, Gabe, James, Stephen, Gabriel, Daniel, Gordon, Rob, and Peter. Thank you all so much. If you'd like to support this spooky little podcast, know that doing so means the world to me. And there will be spooky Patreon perks as well. Sneak previews, shoutouts like this, and I'm adding new treats like behind-the-scenes videos, bonus content, meditations, and more. I'm just getting started. Visit patreon.com/italktoghosts for more info. Thank you. And with that, dear listener, we've reached the end of this episode of I Talk to Ghosts. I hope you've enjoyed the spirit work I shared with you this evening, as well as those tales of ghostly flowers. Have you had a similar experience? I would love to hear about it, so please reach out. In the meantime, wherever you wander off to, in this world or the next, just remember, come back and visit with me. Have a lovely evening and Good night. If you listen to my podcast, you have to be like me. You love listening to spooky stories. I'm excited to say that Audible is a sponsor of this podcast. Audible's storytelling keeps me company no matter what other task I'm doing. And you know what? Listening can also keep my stress at bay because my mind is being drawn into the stories I'm listening to. Sign up and try it now by visiting audibletrial.com/ghosts. I'll also have a link for you in my episode description notes that you can click on. Happy spooky reading!